Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
And so it's that time once again where I'm going to count down my personal opinion of my top whatever albums of given year, because the world is just dying to know.
It is Rockin' the Suburbs. I am Patrick Foster on behalf of my co-host, good friend, and collaborator Jim Linehan. I want to welcome everybody to another day of our January 2022 music review. Once again, big thanks to everybody who contributed. We have two more calls today, both from the Midwest of the country. And very much looking forward to these, as I hope you are as well. I've got them queued up here on a nice C60 cassette tape that I've inserted into the tape player. So I'm going to play that for you here in one sec. Just want to remind everybody that we've got three more days left of our countdown. And Jim and I will be capping everything off on Friday with our picks for album and song of the year. But in the meantime, let's go over to the tape player. And first, we're going to hear from our good friend and member of Demolition Means Progress, BJ Bonin. Take it away.
Hello, Rockin' the Suburbs. This is BJ Bonin from St. Paul, Minnesota. My 2022 albums of the year. I'm hoping I can cover some ground that won't be covered by other people. Like, we all know that Sloan, Suede, Always, The Beths, all put out really good records this year, and I'm hoping that, or I'm assuming that other people will cover this, or cover them, because they're all really good. So I'm going to cover some other things. First of all, some straight-up pop records. Lizzo is nominated for multiple Grammys. I hope she wins every one of them. My whole family likes this record, especially the more disco-y, funky throwback stuff. It's really, really, really good, and it's better than just almost anything that's also nominated. So that's a big, those are big pop records. I really, really, really like Lizzo and what she's doing, and that dates back to her time here in Minneapolis, where she was part of the indie scene doing trivia stuff and all that all those years ago. Good to see her doing good. Love the music. Next up, another pop one. Madison Cunningham, her record Revealer that came out in September. This is a really good record. Somehow it got a Grammy nomination for folk album. Really? Okay. Why would you question that, I guess? But I think of her as more of a jazz kind of rocky type, not folk. I mean, I love this record because of the vocals are amazing. The songs are interesting, and oh my God, her guitar tone. She plays like a down-tuned baritone guitar, and it sounds amazing. Track from this one, Hospital, showcases the vocals and that incredible guitar tone.
Well, you'll never see me dying on screen or microscope.
Let's go to some things that are a little bit more obscure. Let's start with the UK, and something that's really obscure. This one is not going to be for everybody. The Orioles and their record that they released in October called Tableau. This is an experimental record, and it's a challenging listen, and it might be a double LP because it clocks in at 16 tracks and it's over an hour long. A lot of this music is, I won't even say it's ambient, because it captures your attention because it's strange. So if you played this in the car with other people, they'd complain. Let's put it that way. Yet at this, you'd think of this band, or at least I think of this band, as really good live with some funky pop tunes. And they are on here. Example being Television. That's the poppiest song on the record. And then you can get to more of a Stereo Lab type rock song called The Room. Anyway, this record to me causes me to think of the experimental side of Yola Tango or 11th Dream Day, where you've got, there's a couple, you can tell that they're still, you know, the band that they were before and after, but this is really out there. I'm sure Patrick would like it, but it's not for everyone. So that's my challenging pick for the year. Now, let's get to the pop records. Let's go Loud first. Pool Kids, their self-titled LP that they released in July. I recommend the song That's Physics Baby. This band I find really exciting. They're four really, really good musicians. They're a great live band, not even a good live band, a great live band. They're putting out music that carries the emo torch, but in their own complicated way. There's a lot of finger tapping that goes on the guitars. There's a lot of changes in rhythm. They use auto-tune to the in a good way to invoke emotion and not to change the tune of things like seems to be ubiquitous these days. But anyway, that record is really, really good, and I recommend seeing them live. You know, run, don't walk, to buy tickets to see them live. Then let's go Quiet. Why Bonnie released 90 in November in August. This is just the opposite. This is a five-piece band that doesn't make a whole lot of noise. The songs are pretty. They're sparse. There's a lot of space in these songs. The 90 in November is the title track for this record. I'd recommend listening to that. You get an idea what it is. It gets quieter from there. It's really good. I think that the tendency for albums of the year to get the upbeat and loud ones, there should be quiet ones in there as well. So Why Bonnie, 90 in November. And then my most played record this year, according to Spotify, is Well-Wisher, That Weight, that was released in September. I listened to a lot of music before August and September, but it seems that most of these records came out late in the year. And anyway, this band reminds me of East Coast college rock, like the Pixies, Belly, Lotion, right? They're from New Jersey, so I guess that makes sense. There's a hint of shoegaze in there. Songs I would recommend are Recovery and Let Me Down. I just really enjoy the whole vibe of this thing. It's like poppy rock music without being too poppy and too simple, even though some of the songs are simple in a good way. I like their vocals. I love the arrangements. And to get back to something Brittany said on during the Chicago Podfest, one of the songs called Emily has some non-musical components to it at the end that will disturb your pets. They'll make them freak out. They'll think someone's in the house. So, but anyway, this is also like one of those records, like the Smiths EP. I'm trying to think of what else. The Smithereens 11, where the side two rocks harder than side one. So if you start at the beginning, it'll build. It's a slow burn, and it'll build. And then that side two hits, and it makes you want to listen to the whole thing over again. Anyway, those are my picks for 2022. Hope everyone has had a good year, or at least a not bad year, if you know what I mean. Can't wait to listen to everyone else's picks. Thank you.
Tell me what you mean, or don't say anything.
Good morning, Jim, Patrick, interns, and fellow Rockin' the Suburbs listeners. This is Sonny Varney from Franklin Park, Illinois, and these are my picks for Best of 2022. First up is my song. It is called Nothing But the Blues by the band The Cold Stairs. The song was released on August 25th. The Cold Stairs are a band from Evansville, Indiana. Their sound is described as hard rock, blues, and southern rock. They were primarily been a two-piece, but have recently added a third member. They didn't release an album this year, but they released four songs, and Nothing But the Blues is a song I like the best. For my second pick, my album, I'm going with Dream Killer by the band Summerlands. Summerlands are a band from Philadelphia. I describe their sound as new wave of traditional heavy metal, which is mixing the sound of 80s metal like Iron Maiden, Judas Priest, early Metallica, and making it sound modern. And the song I feel like for you to check out on this album is called Force of a Storm. In closing, Jim, Patrick, interns, thanks for everything you do. Let's keep rocking the suburbs. Listen to Suburbs Rock Radio. And until next month, goodbye for now.
All right. Thanks very, very much to Sunny. And I want to thank Sunny for all her picks during the year. And always great, very reliable and interesting choices on new music. And certainly want to thank BJ for all that information. That was fantastic. I know we're limited to two tracks, so I hope that was okay that I chose Madison Cunningham and Well Wisher. I liked both those a lot. So that's what we have gone with. And I want to review everything for you. We started off, as I said, with Madison Cunningham doing a song called Hospital. The album was Revealer, and it came out on Verve in 2022. Then we heard Well Wisher doing a song called Recovery, and their album was called That Weight, and it was issued on Egg Hunt Records. Next, we heard Sonny's choice for Song of the Year by The Cold Stairs, Nothing But the Blues, from their album Voices, and that was out on the Mascot label. And then finally we heard Summerlands doing the song Force of a Storm from their album Dream Killer on Relapse Records. If you're looking for Summerlands, it's an unusual spelling. It's Summerlands. So only one M in that if you're searching out for it. Just want to let you know about that. And I do also want to let you know that if you're looking for Rock in the Suburbs or you have any comments about any of our programs, you can always get in touch. Just go to suburbspod.com, and all the contact information is there, and you can find us anywhere at suburbspod on the social medias. All right, we've got more picks tomorrow. Two more picks coming up. A couple of voices I think you're going to recognize instantly. We will get those out to you tomorrow. So, again, on behalf of Jim Linehan, I am Patrick Foster, and we will talk to you guys then.
I'm sure Patrick would like it.